This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, February 9th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. Bitcoin is back in the news, but this time not for an astronomical rise or sudden fall in its price. Instead, Tesla has announced that it's bought $1.5 billion worth of the cryptocurrency. On today's show, we'll break down why Tesla's making such a big bet on Bitcoin and what it tells us about where Bitcoin is headed. That's after these headlines. After a tumultuous few years, SoftBank's tech funds are finally starting to produce, quote, golden eggs. At least, that's how CEO Masayoshi Son put it at his earnings presentation on Monday. SoftBank reported that it had brought in a record-breaking $11 billion in net profits last quarter, in large part due to gains in the company's signature Vision Fund. It's a turnaround for the Vision Fund, which has had a bit of a troubled history. Here's our finance editor, Alex Brangos, with more.
The Vision Fund was launched now almost 4 years ago, and it was just considered totally audacious, huge, $100 billion, which is like four times bigger than any other big tech style fund. And it's gone really, you know, up and down. It spent its money really, really quickly, much faster than people thought. And then it went into some businesses that didn't do too well, like WeWork and Oyo. They've had some real trouble. So what we've seen lately, though, is they've had a bunch of really big wins, things like they have a big stake in Uber and DoorDash, and those have gone public and you know, are starting to be worth a lot of money. And so the fund is worth a lot of money.
By the way, we're expecting more financial results this week. Lyft and Twitter are set to report their earnings later today, and Uber is up on Wednesday. We'll be following along at WSJ.com. Chinese censors appear to have blocked Clubhouse, the buzzy audio-only social media app that's gained traction in recent months. Users said their chats were disconnected mid-conversation and that it was impossible to register new accounts. The news comes after users took to Clubhouse to debate topics that are often taboo in the Chinese-speaking world, like the Tiananmen Square protests of 1989 or the plight of Uyghur Muslims. Beijing's internet regulator didn't respond to requests for comment. And staying in China for a moment, regulators there have summoned Tesla, citing consumer complaints about quality issues. Chinese authorities said they'd instructed the electric vehicle maker to strengthen internal management to ensure the quality and safety of its products. The warning was a rare rebuke for Tesla in the country. It's the first outside automaker to operate its own plant in China. In a statement, Tesla Shanghai said it, quote, sincerely accepted the guidance of government departments and that it had deeply reflected on shortcomings and was working to improve. It's a slightly different tone than we've seen from Tesla in the past. CEO Elon Musk has often taken a relatively combative stance with U.S. regulators, sparring over issues ranging from pandemic-related safety measures at Tesla factories to his tweets about business moves. Speaking of, Musk has also taken to Twitter to throw his weight behind various cryptocurrencies. And now his company is following suit with a big Bitcoin purchase. We'll have more on that after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
In an annual filing, Tesla revealed yesterday that it had bought $1.5 billion in Bitcoin. The company also said that it plans to start accepting the cryptocurrency as a payment method for its products soon. This is a big step, not just for Tesla, but also for Bitcoin. So let's turn to our markets reporter, Caitlin Ostroff, for more. Hey, Caitlin, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So what do we know about the strategy behind this purchase? What is Tesla aiming for here?
So we've seen a lot of companies recently move to start adding Bitcoin to some of their holdings, and a lot of that has just been diversification. So instead of holding a treasury bond that maybe offers significantly less yield than it used to, we're seeing people want to, find other ways of storing some of their value. At the same point, it's also a little bit of almost a political statement in that, you have Elon Musk and other Bitcoin proponents who have for years been saying, this is the future, this is a great asset that you should be invested in. And very slowly, we've seen some companies start to kind of jump on board with that idea. And so Tesla is simply the latest in a line that has included Square Inc., for one example. But at the same point, Tesla is investing significantly more in Bitcoin than many of these other companies have.
And, of course, this move isn't altogether out of left field. As you mentioned, people who follow Tesla CEO Elon Musk on Twitter probably remember that he's expressed interest in cryptocurrencies before. Can you just remind us what we've seen from him?
Yeah, I mean, for instance, last month you had Elon Musk change his Twitter bio to read hashtag Bitcoin. I mean, he has long been a proponent of cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoin. He's been having a little bit of fun on Twitter lately with a meme cryptocurrency called Dogecoin. But you've seen him really lobby in the past the idea that Bitcoin is something that we should be looking at. And there's been a few times that he's riffed on it in the past on Twitter. But Elon Musk, his following his persona, even if he is joking about something, it draws attention and it can make something more valuable. And part of the concern a little bit with Elon Musk is that he has gotten into the trouble with the SEC in the past regarding some of his tweets about Tesla. He was, even if not tweeting directly about Bitcoin right before this, he was adding it to his Twitter bio, and we don't know quite on what date he bought. And so there's a lot of people who are a little bit concerned that, the SEC might poke at this and be a little bit concerned. And, we don't know if anything is happening or, what might happen, but that is a concern, at least on the investor side.
Right. And going a little deeper on that risk piece, we've been watching Bitcoin for a few years now. And I think a big takeaway is that this is a really volatile form of currency, as you've mentioned. We've seen it reach astronomical heights over the course of a few months, maybe depending on who's tweeting about it, and then crash and lose it all. So just how risky is this move from Tesla?
Yeah, I mean, look, if it winds up where Bitcoin keeps going up, then it's a very good move for Tesla. But as you mentioned, Bitcoin, like all cryptocurrencies, is really volatile because unlike a traditional currency of the US dollar or the euro, it's not trading off the fundamentals of, what is the Federal Reserve doing with interest rates? What is the ECB doing? And so because of that, it winds up being a lot more volatile than traditional currencies that companies usually keep in store. So if it winds up crashing, that's going to be a loss that Tesla is going to have to write off, a sudden depreciation of the value of all of the Bitcoin that they bought in January that they're going to just have to deal with. But at the same point, if it rises, that could be a really good play for them. It's just you don't know quite what's going to happen. And it's a large reason that many companies have been relatively conservative with how much they've added as of late.
Yeah, and let's talk more about that. It sounds like this is part of a broader trend, and it's not just Tesla striking out on its own.
Yeah, so I mean, we've seen companies like Square add, $50 million worth of Bitcoin. We've seen more and more companies coming out to the phone doing that, but, they've been in relatively small controlled holdings. And companies have gotten a little bit more comfortable with Bitcoin in part because, you did have the market sell-off in March of 2020, which somehow was almost a year ago. And you did see Bitcoin recover, a bit faster than, say, the S&P 500 and other stocks and other assets as well. I mean, treasuries are only nearing the same value from last year, as of now. And so you've seen more and more companies look at Bitcoin and think, even though it is volatile, maybe it holds a store of value that I'm not getting from somewhere else. But at the same point, there's a difference between adding $50 million in risk and adding $1.5 billion. And Tesla is a significantly larger company than these others. And so maybe it's not quite as much of a risk with their balance sheet, but from a nominal value, it is much higher than we've seen. And so I think whether this goes well for Tesla, whether they wind up increasing some of their holdings or they increase some of their padding from this, will kind of set the course for how other companies go from here.
zooming out here, I'm wondering, I guess, if this move from Tesla and others is a sign that Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies could move away from the sort of fringe position that they occupy now and gain a little bit more mainstream acceptance.
Yeah, I mean, you've kind of already been having that happen. So PayPal Holdings at the end of last year said that they were going to let people start using Bitcoin on Venmo in the near future. Sometime this year, you also have Square, which lets people already trade Bitcoin on Cash App. You've seen traditional investors come out and say, you know, we're going to start adding relatively small and conservative holdings of Bitcoin, but still adding Bitcoin nonetheless from people who would have scoffed at it, say, 5 years ago. And so Bitcoin is still a very young asset. 10 years is really not that much in the longevity of a financial asset. But at the same time, you're seeing this acceptance slowly but surely start coming. And with that, there is the expectation among many investors that we've spoken to that, you know, we're going to see more people dedicating research to this. We're going to see more and more people looking at adding Bitcoin to their holdings, whether as investments or as, you know, kind of corporate treasuries. And this isn't going to be, you know, we're not going to see Bitcoin fade. It's proven over the last decade that it's likely going to be here, at least for the near term. And more people are kind of buying into that theory.
All right. That's our reporter, Caitlin Ostroff. Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.